This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Hide and seek, hide and seek, hide and seek. You've been
back in program. Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. And a good evening to Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, Dean, and a big thank you to Fiona and Danae, those chicks who talk footy.
They do, but we've got like a whole footy team in here.
I know, it's a bit, it's phenomenal in here.
It's warm.
It's very good.
It's toasty. Yes. Hey, happy Swallowing Awareness Day, Andrew.
Apparently it is Swallowing Awareness Day. What's that about, Dean?
Well, everyone's doing it, but no one's talking about it. Swallowing Awareness Day is dysphagia.
Dysphagia,
which
okay.
is a condition that stops people from talking properly.
But so it is serious, Dean.
Yes. If you can't swallow, you choke.
Exactly. I mean,
and yes. if you can't. So, anyway, it is very important because if it goes down the wrong way, there's all sorts of trouble that can go on, let alone getting your breathing and your food in the wrong spot. So, Swallowing Awareness Day.
Right.
Make sure you do it properly.
Okay.
Just saying.
Thank you very much.
We've got a mad show tonight.
We do have a mad show tonight.
Can't wait.
Very, in only a matter of weeks.
I'm feeling naughty.
In a matter of weeks, Australia's first ever rubber title, Melbourne Rubber Man.
Does anyone wear rubber?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out soon.
Okay.
But Melbourne Rubber Man is happening here in Melbourne between the 7th and the 9th of July. So we'll be finding all about
that. Who's talking about that, Andrew?
Ben and Grant, huh?
Yay!
So we'll be finding out all about what's happening.
Very good.
During Slick.
Joy 94.9. And a very big thank you to Steve and Ben for doing our news for tonight.
That's right. Our news tonight was brought to you by a couple of Taster Radio graduates who we brought in last week, of course. But
thought it was brought to us by Gilead, the way that was going, just quietly.
But yes, Ben, second time in the studio with us boys here.
Thank you. And you had me back. Thank you so much.
This poor bugger has had to put up with me doing the radio training course, which we now call it, Andrew.
Yes.
Our program director gets very funny if we call it that other name.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I've been teaching them wonderful things like media law.
Wow.
I know. We're all stuffed.
Stunned.
But yeah, it's been great. I've actually enjoyed it.
Ben, have you been funny?
I've really enjoyed it as well. Yep. Yeah. Good times. And even media law, we didn't. Fall asleep. We made it through. It was good.
Yeah.
And Steve, yourself?
We were very lucky last night to have Dean imparting his skills in interviewing with us.
So very knowledgeable in that.
A very, very fun and interesting class.
Oh, I've got it. Oh, I'll do that later.
Now, a few guys in Melbourne are asking Melbourne to slick up and to join in what will hopefully be an annual event to celebrate a side of kink that's not currently explored in Melbourne.
Is that two or three of them, isn't there?
Two or three what?
People that wear rubber.
There isn't an apparent... No, there is
no,
not.
No,
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 it is a big thing that's happening.
It's been a while since I've been out.
It is, yes.
Yeah. They don't let me out anymore.
Exactly. So Slick will be a festival of rubber and other kink between the 7th and the 9th of July.
Talcum powder is not a kink.
Including, should have told Dean, Australia's first ever rubber title, Melbourne Rubber Man. The two of the organisers are joining us in the studio, Ben and Grant. Good evening.
Hello. Good to be back. And I can't believe you dusted off that that little snippet from years ago.
Fortunately, it has a date reference, so we know how old it is.
4 years ago.
Almost as old as you.
Yeah. So, Ben, why did you start and team up with Grant and others to organise Slick?
It's something that I think... Again, the people that are into rubber, there are a few,
right.
Had started to suggest that, you know, we have the rubber title and, the leather title here, the lead leather man. We've got leather titles quite right across Australia, but there is nothing for the rubber community. And based on that enthusiasm, talking to the boys at the lead, they were quite keen to let it all go forward. And so it started from there.
There's a lot to consider with rubber, isn't there? Like, you've got to be... careful on, like, precise on sizing. Care is a thing, like sunlight and stuff.
Care of leather is a big thing as well.
Well, yeah,
you know, so. It falls apart, yeah. It deteriorates.
Yeah, it does with Crisco.
It's porous. It soaks up those stains, whereas rubber, you just wipe it off.
Okay, handy.
Very form-fitting too.
Exactly, well, and it hides a multitude of sins.
It does have its advantages. I have noticed that from afar.
Grant, how did you get involved?
So, basically from working with Ben and the Lead Leather Man, Ben, Stu and myself started talking about how we could put together the event, and with the growing community wearing rubber, we started to see more and more people coming to Spit and Polish on a Thursday night, and... yeah, it was just obvious that there were people out there wearing rubber, and there was an opportunity for more people to get into the scene.
I think, yeah, the Spit and Polish thing, it grew into an almost unofficial monthly rubber night, so there'd be a lot more rubber there than leather. So
is it seasonal?
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. I would say, well, perhaps okay. The hotter weather, it might be a little bit... slimy inside, but considering...
but there are people that do it for that.
Well, exactly.
Yes. I'm told.
It's a lot of fun being covered in slime and sliding across people.
Rubber's one of those things where it can be seasonal because you can get too hot in if it's really hot, and then also it conducts the cold as well.
Mm.
So it can get a bit chilly. But
I thought it was like...
Well, that's where body warmth comes
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly.
Yours okay, so or where else's? Does neoprene sit into this equation?
Well, see, we've been very careful to make sure all of these things are included in the contest.
Just it's a subgenre, I'm told.
It is a subgenre, but yeah, no, we've opened this up very much to include any kind of that genre. So PVC, rubber, latex, and neoprene.
So you're not purists.
Have you ever known me to be a purist?
Look, what gets me is that many in the community spend their entire life trying to get away from rubbers, and then there are people that want to get into the rubbers. I mean, it's quite amazing.
This is all over the body, not just...
Yeah, well, I've seen some that should put up one all over their head too. But...
it's a good look.
Is it the constriction thing, or is it the... What is it for you?
For me, I think it just makes someone look fantastic.
Okay.
In the way that leather has a certain image that really has a raw sexuality to it. You know, rubber, the way it does fit somebody and the way it does highlight their assets,
mm-hmm.
And hide their flaws, it just has an amazing look to it.
The great thing about rubber and expanding across PVC and neoprene and things like that is there's also a lot of people into sportswear and different styles that aren't necessarily available within just leather.
Yeah, there seems to be a bit more creativity and, dare I say, fashion forward or sort of design in it.
Yeah, there certainly is, and I think that's... a good entry point for people, because some people just go, I don't mind leather, but I just don't want a leather harness. And with production techniques and things changing so readily and online shopping, people can get some really interesting design rubber gear and PVC gear that previously haven't been seen.
So tell us about that, because my understanding, little as it is, of the rubber manufacturing process is that it's a gluing and sealing process. Is that changed, or because those things used to pop and degrade in the sunlight and all that sort of drama?
It remains as durable as as it's being looked after.
Right.
It's not like a rubber ball that you leave out for the dog to chew on.
So do you have a puncture repair kit? I want to know.
Funnily enough, I was actually talking to someone the other day that said, yes, underneath this rubber suit, there's a multitude of tyre patches.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
So what's been... and we'll talk about what's happening over the few days later in the program, but... what's been the response from the community, I guess, in this being proposed?
It's we are getting a lot of excitement. We've opened the entries on the 1st of May. We've already had 3 people enter, which actually surpassed what I expected, like, so quickly.
You've given it a kind of long lead time. Is that so you can sort of build a momentum?
Build some momentum. We kind of want to have... we kind of want to be able to work with them to give them an idea of what to expect, so that right. we're not going to, you know, we'll close off the entries and establish who it's going to be and promote them.
Yeah, you'll pick your winner first and then you'll work out. I know how it works.
Perfectly above board. Two of the judges happen to be in the studio as we speak.
So the competition side of it, what are you expecting from the participants?
As with most of these sort of title contests, we're running through, there will be an interview with the judges. We won't be doing that so much on stage. We'll pre-record that so that we can actually cut back all the boring shit and just
What a good punchy. Idea. Why didn't they think of that before?
I know, right? We'll have a full rubber image round so that they can wear something, you know, be it a cat suit or, you know, top, bottom, whatever. There's always got to be a flesh round. These things are no fun unless you get to see someone's ass.
Or other things.
Exactly. Yeah. And going for the good old tried and tested talent section.
Which is always fraught with danger. <It's>
fraught with danger, but really it's hard to fail in many ways.
It's the bit that everybody goes for.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's the most nerve-wracking thing for the contestants, and it really does bring out their creativity in many ways.
And other things, yes.
Exactly. Mm. So moving away from the fantasy section to a talent section does, I think, bring out a lot more variety in what we see in
these. It's got a twist, this rubber thing. It's got a twist at the end there. Yeah,
it is. No, it does.
Talent.
That's it. And
sort of a bit Midsummer Mooning, a bit, you know.
Yes, yeah. A bit of combination. Yeah. Now, of course, as per the Laird Leatherman, there is potentially the opportunity for the Laird Leatherman to travel to the IML in Chicago every year, as you did, Ben.
I did indeed.
Is there an opportunity for the Melbourne Rubber Man to go to the International Mr. Rubber competition?
And what is that?
There is a contest at the end of the year in, I think they hold it in Chicago, the same as it's certainly over in the States.
Why did I think it was bigger in Europe?
There is actually a bigger rubber scene in Europe as well. I guess the known international, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more than one international title.
Sure.
These things do tend to multiply.
Look at the sports lot.
But there is certainly an American contest. If the winner is interested in going, we would probably work with him on doing some fundraising for them.
And again, the Americans would call it the events. International title anyway. So,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Everything.
I mean, the truth about International Mr. Leather was that it started out as a bar contest. With the same title. They aim high and they achieve it. And we're aiming reasonably high, I like to think. We are the first people to do this in Australia, a rubber title. And
are you inviting interstate competitors?
This year, no. I can see, and there was a lot of discussion about how we would do that. Would we try and make it a national title? Would we try and make it logistically? That was probably something that was a bit beyond us for, you know, year one without getting a feel for how successful the first event would be. So yeah, we're starting small with an aim to grow, definitely.
Now, Grant, how many contestants sort of do you want to be able to manage? What's a manageable lot?
We're looking at 5 to 6 contestants. Yep. We've actually got 3 of the contestants from previous Laird Leatherman contests here.
Tell them to give somebody else a go.
So yeah, we'll all be stepping aside to see new people come up, and apart from the contest side of it, it really is just a case of opening it up for new people to try.
Now, one thing, I'm trying to think how long ago, but I'm reckoning if you go back through the archives on joy.org.au/hide-and-seek, you'll be able to hear our interview with Rubber Johnny, who's well known amongst the rubber community
very
here
passionate
in Melbourne.
About his rubber.
Very passionate about his rubber. I hear, though, he's not going to be around to step up.
No, and he was absolutely devastated.
Ben timed it that way.
It was strategic.
It almost worked out in a good way, because I think had our dear Rubber Johnny entered in year one, no one else would have, on the assumption that he would automatically win the title.
Yep.
So it is in some ways convenient that he's not around for
it's
it.
How you perform on the night, Ben? Seriously?
It is. And it was made very clear to him, because he was one of the people that was really excited to have this happen. I went for lunch with him, you know, as we were just getting started, and said, you know,
what are your dates that you're leaving?
Well, and said, you know, what kind of things can you see being part of this contest? Because beyond this lunch, you then have absolutely no involvement whatsoever, because it's got to remain transparent. It's got to have some integrity to it. I told him when it was going to be, and his face just hit the floor. He was devastated. But
So if you were thinking about it, but you were a bit shy,
threatened by
Johnny running it, when he's not going to be
there. And again, the three people that have entered, I've never seen them in contest before. Two of them, I know through the community, I know through the Laird, and I've seen them around. A third one, I've not seen before.
And he's only got a beach ball to wear. So.
Which could, in fact, be the winning outfit.
There you go.
It's certainly something we've never seen before.
The most recent Mr. International Rubber, MIR they call it, I've seen promotional photos of him wearing, essentially, it's virtually transparent, but covered with yellow dog bones.
Something so, in again, that for all of us.
Yeah.
Is there a crossover between the pups and the rubber lot?
There's already a pup that has entered.
They're everywhere, those bloody pups. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Joy
94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and Dean Becker with you this evening, along with Grant and Ben, who are organising Slick.
They're twisted.
They are twisted and they're treddy.
I thought it said twisted thread, but that wouldn't work, would it? Twisted tread?
Tread. Tread.
We're talking about Slick, which is a whole weekend of events, isn't it? We've been talking about the competition for the rubber guys, but there's other rubber stuff.
We're including starting with talc. The Thursday.
It's got nothing to do with rubber.
It was, some people talc up underneath their rubber, you know, just to prevent slippage.
Wouldn't that go like clag once you get sweaty?
I think these days it's perhaps becoming a little more popular to use a good lube underneath.
Silicon lube. Gives a nice shine and highlights all the curves and bumps. And
so if someone goes up to grab you on the bits, they just slip right off.
Yeah. But they can.
Slip right off, slip right in.
Right out. Just checking.
Something like that.
So it's not called silicon, it's called talc.
It is. And that will be when we're meeting our contestants, the five or six gentlemen that will be competing for the title. We'll get them to answer a couple of brief questions just to try them out on stage, give them a feel for what they're likely to expect the next day. And then that will lead on to the standard spit and polish at the Laird.
Then the Friday is the competition, but on the Saturday is the big party.
The Saturday certainly will be a little victory party.
So it'll be a great night where lots of celebrations and everyone can slick up into their rubbers and, just start to unwind and relax.
It's called Vice the Rubber Ball. You're inviting all sorts of things to go down, clearly. What are your expectations?
My expectations is just a big celebration and see the diversity.
Oh, come on, there's more than that going on.
Celebrating in and out of their rubbers.
Yes, but also seeing the diversity of, as you mentioned earlier, pup play, people in their sports gear and bare asses.
Do you get the odd Superman?
I have seen a latex Superman.
You know where contest. I'm going with that?
It does add to the appeal when you see someone like that. Rub it up.
Yeah, so can't go past the superhero. So the ball itself, where was all this taking place, by the way?
This is all happening at the Laird. The Laird have actually given us a lot of support getting things ready, just production help. Obviously the venue, they're throwing themselves right behind it, which is fantastic.
A call out for some sponsors too, I believe.
We would be, we are still working with people to try and get a few things formalised so that we've got some good prizes, some good things to give away, not just to the winner, but even audience giveaways on the night would be the aim.
I know that most of the fetish stores stock a fair range of leather. Do they all stock rubber?
Some more than others, but there are certainly a few that are increasing their range again to meet that.
And is there a strong online space for these type of items?
There is, both in Australia and abroad.
There's local manufacturers?
Yeah, I believe there are some local manufacturers. Yeah,
especially around neoprene and PVC, there are a lot more Australian manufacturers.
I think also the big rubber scene is generally in the UK and Europe, isn't it?
I think and again, it's something growing in the States as well. Mm. So, but Europe, I think, is where it's really kicked off initially.
To be honest, my understanding is that some of those online stores deliver fairly quickly. So if you don't have an item...
When you say your understanding, is that from personal experience? Because I have maybe seen you rub it up in the past.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, it pretty much you get it within a week or so. So you've still got a couple of months, really, to get organised.
To get creative, yeah.
Plenty of time to jump online. And as Dean was saying earlier, it's a form-fitting thing, and a lot of the sites are now really good at making sure that they give you the right product at the right size to make you look good.
What you can't wait for, though, not that long anyway, is something that's taking place this weekend, Andrew.
Yes, Dean. Thank you for that.
Smooth. I'll tell you what.
Nice segue.
Segue.
So the one of these entertaining and informative seminars is happening again this coming Saturday at...
don't say it like that. Well, it's in high demand. It sells out every time. Okay. And we have to put more on.
Alrighty.
Purely to cope with the demand.
So, Mr. Dean Beck's Lend a Hand, the Adventurous Man's Guide to Fisting Fun, is happening on Saturday, the 14th of May, from 2 p.m. at the Manhouse Training Room.
It's the first ever Saturday class that we've done.
You're a very busy man, aren't you?
Well, it's no rest for the wicked. And so I am very busy. So normally we do it like on a Wednesday or a Tuesday night.
Yes.
This is the first time it's ever been on a Saturday. And, of course, that's for all of you who can't make it during the week.
Well, which is fair enough. You're going to have a whole different crowd there.
So it's free. It's sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council and Living Positive Victoria. So it costs you nothing. I charge them a fortune. And you get all of my wisdom and some other things as well.
So you're encouraged to get along and get your question answered in a safe and understanding environment.
You've done it.
I've done it.
And survived.
I have, sort of. Survived.
Well, a class anyway. I don't know what happened when you got home. But if you're in any way interested, that's the one to go to.
Yes, that is.
Manhouse.com.au to register.
What is there, Dean?
Have we done... Yeah, we've done that. We've done that. All right, well,
let's play a tune.
Yeah, all right. Smooth, eh? This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and stupidity.
Hide and Seek. Wanna see you get nasty. Wanna see you shake it down, babe.
This is Hide and Seek. It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. You are with Dean Beck and Andrew, the apprentice. And we've got a special sort of thing to do now, Andrew.
Yes. So we've had Daddy Steve in here in the studio the last couple of weeks.
Oh, he's always here.
He's always around.
I mean, it's lovely to have him.
But he's been doing the training course we have here at Joy. He's doing the training course here at Joy because he is, of course, the reigning Laird Leatherman.
And he won that.
And he won that because of us.
We sponsored it. That's right.
Yeah, so because he is the Laird Leatherman, he's now heading over to Chicago in only a matter of days.
To do the Leatherman thing. So I've got a little prezi for you, Steve. That goes with our love and best wishes. You can stick it in your suitcase and it won't take up any room, but you should read it cover to cover by the time you get to the States. And it'll change your life, love.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to say a huge thank you to Hide and Seek for sponsoring the position on the course.
Well, we hope it comes in useful whilst you're on stage there in Chicago.
Well, there's a little bit of preparation to do for that at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, open your Prezi and you'll work out that it may just assist in some way, shape or form.
Yes, that's right.
Are you petrified?
Not yet.
God,
wait till I get there. I sort of... pendulum at the moment from being excited to being terrified.
Shitting tax.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to what's going to be an amazing experience.
And we should say, of course, you've got some going away parties happening.
I have. I've got an IML send-off, which is this Sunday from about 5 o'clock at the Laird. We'll have our usual barbecue and there'll be a very special presentation to myself from one of the previous Laird Leathermans, Luke Moon, who will be presenting my title vest.
Which you can, of course, attend once you've gone to the Candlelight Memorial Vigil AIDS Memorial thing.
That's right.
Which is on at Melbourne City Square.
That's right.
At 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And have your sausages afterwards.
This manual on presenting is going to come in very, very much in handy while I'm on the air.
Actually, very good.
So, Dean, what have you given him?
It is a kind of idiot's guide to presenting and getting up in front of people and doing a good job of it. And it's the clearest, most precise, not all of it's going to be relevant, but the bits that are bang on and you'll get a lot out of it. So
is thank you. Is presenting as in public speaking or presenting as in...
There are all sorts of hints and tips in that manual, and all of which will be relevant at IML. I'm surprised you haven't had a whinge that you didn't get a copy back in 2018-52, but I didn't know it existed back then. But yeah, enjoy with our love. So,
thank you very much.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Chukas. Yes. I couldn't do it.
Now, Ben and Grant, you're still in the studio. We've been chatting about Slick, of course, this evening. Now,
it's the rubber thing.
As we mentioned, the rubber thing.
It's in July, though.
It's in July. It is between the 7th and the 9th of July, so essentially the first weekend of July, with the Talc Night on the Thursday, Melbourne Rubber Man competition on the Friday, and also the Vice Rubber Ball on the Saturday. Now, as you said, you're looking for contestants to enter the Melbourne Rubber Man competition.
We are, and the entry form's available on our website, which is slick.twistedtread.com.au. That's not thread, that's tread, as in on the bottom of your boot. Our Facebook page is also Facebook/twistedtread.
Slick by Twisted Tread.
And I'm sure there are links on the Laird website.
Yes. Indeed.
And they are. And the Hide and Seek Facebook page. Which you can get to via joy.org.
And you can listen to this podcast. You probably already are listening to this podcast as we speak, because you're not listening to it right now as we're live. And there'll be links on that podcast blog as well.
Of course.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Yep.
So if you're in any way interested in showing off and doing so in rubber, sign up and
sign up. If you've got any questions, info@twistedtread.com.au.
I actually know what the first prize is, and which we won't mention on air, but it's certainly worthwhile.
It's looking good so far.
So if I was wanting to enter, what would I have to do on the entry form? Is it just my name and address, or is it other
stuff? You've got to wear rubber, Andrew. It's a condition of entry.
No, in the form.
What we're looking at is just... It's really fodder for the judges, if you think about it.
You've got to put a photo in?
You've got to put a
there
photo
you go.
In.
No.
Put a photo in. You put in it's community involvement, your favourite fetish anecdote we've thrown in there. And one of the ones that I've read, believe me, one of them ones was got me a little sweaty.
But anecdote can mean all sorts of things.
And look, we've said, you know, the favourite thing you've done or the thing you want to do. So essentially it's stuff for us then to build our question base on when you're being interviewed, when we're on stage.
Snapshot of who you are.
Exactly. So it's nothing too taxing. We're not looking for, you know, tax file number or your bank details or anything. We're just general information about yourself.
Steve learnt all about open-ended questions last night in the interview techniques on the radio course, which if you're interested in, check out joy.org.au and sign up and do that too. We'll have you doing all sorts of things before you know it. And if you tune into us long enough, you'll probably go mad. We'll have a quick break, and when we come back, we'll kick this lot out and... say goodbye. Yeah. All right. Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
You want to play me hard? Well, then you better nut up, because I've swallowed just about as much as I can take from you.
It is National Swallowing Awareness Day, and we're proud to support it, Andrew, here at Hide and Seek.
Yes, Dean. Big thank you to Ben and Grant for coming in and chatting about Slick. Don't forget, you can head to slick.twistedtread.com.au.
I'm sensing a whole new wave.
Yes, particularly when they unzip, there's a whole wave comes.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of silicon lube.
Yes, and sweat.
Do they walk around with mops?
Yeah, much you have to.
Right, yeah.
Big thanks to Steve and Ben for joining us in the studios this evening.
Great guys. They're going to do real wonders on this station when they finally graduate from that horrendous course that I've been putting them through. And good luck to Steve for his travels overseas.
Exactly.
Don't have all fun. You've got to do some work while you're there.
Coming up shortly.
Like win. would be good.
Come out. Pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. No pressure. Big thank you to David for all our podcasts available at joy.org.au.
Oh, thanks to you, Andrew.
/hide and seek. And Andy Kay is coming up next with Black, White and Rainbow.
I think that'll do.
That'll do.
Yeah, until next time.
Bye.
Keep well. Take care. Bye-bye.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.